12:04 on the midday show on Rogers TV and 570 News. Thanks for being along. Rick Mercer will be joining us on the line in just a minute or so. First, here is Rick's latest rant.
On the morning of October 22nd, Corporal Nathan Cirillo was gunned down while guarding the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at the National War Memorial. In the weeks after the shooting, there were probably 10 million words written about that incident, and yet nothing. Nothing came closer to capturing the mood of the nation than the cartoon that was published the very next morning in the Halifax Chronicle Herald. The artist is Bruce MacKinnon. He is one of Canada's greatest editorial cartoonists, and we have a lot of them in this country, which is why every week in every newspaper in Canada, there are letters from people who are deeply offended by a cartoon. That is what comes with opinion. And in all my years of wandering around spouting off in an alley, I have gotten hundreds of emails from people who are offended for one reason or another. And yet, I can't remember one that said I didn't have a right to my opinion. They said I was stupid, wrong, pig-headed, ignorant, yes, but no death threats. The most I've had to deal with was a late-night drunk dial from an agitated cabinet minister. How lucky are we that we live in a country that, when offended, that's what we do? Send an email or leave a rambling voice message. Like most people who move around upright, I have beliefs. I'd like to think I have beliefs that I would die for. The freedom to offend is very near the top. And thankfully, that has never been put to the test. It was put to the test this past week in Paris. And honestly, I can't put into words how I feel about what happened in Paris. But when I go online and I see the editorial cartoons created in the aftermath, I don't have to.
The Mercer Report is back with a new show on CBC tonight. And here he is, Rick Mercer. Rick, thanks so much. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing well. You said someone called you stupid. Who did that?
Who didn't?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I guess you've never had an email like that?
No, never. I totally don't have a folder of emails called Keepers at all. No, I don't have that. thanks so much for doing this. Great rant. How do you come up with those? I mean, you are passionate about a lot of things.
Well, this week's rant is a little different than normal because, you know, quite often I just sit back and I'm following the news. 90% of the time, or even more, I'm talking about Canada and Canadian events, and quite often it's about politics. And I'm looking for things that I think are absurd or outrageous or might get people talking. This week was a little different because this was an international event. It was the massacre happened in Paris, and I felt that I had no choice. I had to write about this. And then when I realized I had to write about it, I thought there wasn't a lot to say, really, other than because I was feeling what everyone else was feeling, that this was outrageous and this was a tragedy and this was a massacre. And these are generally not subjects that I cover. And at the same time, I felt I had to acknowledge what I do for a living, which is weird because I never do that because that's a bit self-indulgent. But I am in the comedy business. I'm in the satire business. And I've been in that situation where someone is deeply offended, and I never go out of my way to offend someone, but I've been in that situation where people are legitimately deeply offended. And at the end of the day, my feelings were summed up mostly by looking at editorial cartoons, which I thought was an important point to make.
Why do you think people relate to humor and satire the way they do?
Well, they always have, and Canadians certainly have always like political satire. We've always had incredible editorial cartoonists, and we've always had satire. And, you know, I've been in this business for a while, and I'm on a network at 8 o'clock. And even in the United States, where you have The Daily Show and shows like that, which are culturally incredibly significant, you know, these people are on the cover of Esquire magazine, maybe the cover of Time magazine, I don't know, but they're not on a network. They're still on cable, and they're still relatively late night. They're not as mainstream as satire is in Canada. What makes a great editorial cartoon great when they can say so much in one glance? I mean, the cartoon I'm referring to doesn't even have a caption. It's just an image of the National War Memorial, and anyone who's familiar with that, those soldiers that are depicted in the War Memorial, reaching over and picking up or comforting Nathan Cirillo. And that was a very, very powerful image. And it's something when Something happens that has scarred the entire nation, and a cartoon sums up our feelings more than anything else. That's pretty powerful.
Are you touched? I'm sure as many Canadians, people around the world are as well. With what's happening right now, the fact that Charlie Hebdo comes back with its first issue since the massacre, and there they depict the Prophet Muhammad with a tear. Je suis Charlie. I mean, are you touched when you see that? Do you believe that was the right thing to do?
I'm glad that they're continuing to do what it is they did. I mean, I won't get into a debate about whether or not, the cartoons are offensive to people or not. Clearly, they are offensive to certain people. What I'm mostly touched by are the number of people on the streets of Paris. And it's not accurate to call it a protest. But they feel like they should do something. So they're standing in the streets and it's the largest demonstration since the end of World War II, and some estimates are saying it's larger than that, which is, I mean, that's heartwarming that many people feel compelled to protect the freedom of speech.
Rick Mercer joins us on the Midday Show on Rogers TV and 570 News. It is 12:10 here. Rick, I want to get to your episode tonight, but, going back, and you were coming on the show today, so last night I was sitting and listening to some of your rants from over the years, and I have to, I said to myself, this is, you're speaking your mind, obviously, but this is a lot of stuff. Is it easy for you to come up with something to rant about?
Usually it is. I mean, usually there's a couple of subjects that are out there. It's not very often that the events of the week dictate the rant as much as perhaps this past week. But my beat is politics, and I like the absurdity of politics, and I like talking about the hypocrisy in politics, and sadly, there's no shortage of that. I have to be careful that I can't go on television every single week for the past 2 years and rant about the way veterans are being treated by this government. I mean, I could just do that till the cows come home. So if anything, I have to just temper myself and say, okay, you can't talk about that again this week. And then, of course, another week goes by and something else, the government does something else outrageous on the veterans file. And so I just have to keep an eye on going to certain wells too often. That's usually my problem.
Yeah, and it's, and I like the fact that you do that, and I like the fact that you use humor because it makes it, again, you said it. I think humor and, satire, people relate to that. You do it well, and, at the same time, it's keeping people's feet to the fire, and it's great. So I hope you continue to do that. But as far as, the Mercer Report and all the things that because, again, I was watching some of your shows, all the things that you've tried. Is there anything you won't do? Is there something that you said?
Oh, yeah,
never
there's
do that?
Stuff. There's always stuff that I won't do because I'm afraid. Certain things I'm not afraid of. Like, the biggest factor is who I'm doing it with, and it's all about that. So I had no interest in jumping out of a plane, but I know that people do it safely. But when I jumped out of a plane, I did it with members of the Canadian military. So it's not just pulling over on the side of the road at, Jerry's parachute shack for $70. You can jump out of a plane. I'm doing it with members of the military. If you're ever going to be safe, it's with those guys. So that's basically the approach that we always take. As long as we're doing it with the right people that take safety serious and, they know what they're doing. That's always the name of the game.
What haven't you done that you really want to do?
Gee whiz, I don't know. I mean, there's certainly people that I want to sit down and talk to, but I often think that it's, talking to Neil Young might necessarily make for the most exciting RMR segment, and I don't think he wants to jump out of a plane, so that'll probably never happen. But, there's always stuff, but quite often my favorite items that we end up shooting, I wasn't even aware that thing existed
Right. Previous
to the item. So it's not like I have a list of things that I want to do. I'm just more impressed at how many things there are to do out there that I'm still unaware of. And that's why so many of the segments come from viewers who write into the show and say, did you know this was happening in this town and you could do this? And that's, then we go and do it.
So the show tonight, can you give us a bit of a sneak peek?
Well, I'm hanging out with this guy, Dr. Popsicle. He's been on the show three times. Dr. Gordon Giesbrecht, University of Manitoba. He is the world's leading expert on cold water survival and cold temperature survival. He's obsessed with this stuff.
Okay.
And he's every time we get together, he promises me I'll live, but I'll be uncomfortable. And he throws me in the Pacific at 6 degrees. If you end up in the drink this time of year, 6 degrees, uh-huh. you will be fine for 45 minutes. Then you'll go into hypothermia. Then you won't be able to move. And then obviously it's game over. If you're wearing a life jacket, you could probably live for 3 or 4 hours. The suit that he puts me in, you can easily live for 24 hours.
Wow.
And he said, if you have the will to live, 48 hours, which when I was bobbing around in the ocean led to some existential angst, wondering if I had the will to live. But then we're rescued by the 442 squadron, you know, men mm-hmm. and women in uniform in a big, cool Cormorant helicopter who fly over us and they winch a guy down. And we see how they rescue people at sea. And that was super exciting. I mean, getting hoisted up into a moving helicopter out of the ocean, that was very cool.
We got to get you to come to Kitchener-Waterloo soon.
What you have to do is email the show and sell me on something.
Well, it's Oktoberfest or something. We'll get you to do something here.
Absolutely.
All right, Rick, thanks so much for your time. Always appreciate it.
Thank you. I hope people tune in tonight. Lots of action. It's a fun show.
All right. Rick Mercer right there from the Mercer Report, back tonight. Brand new episode. Fun guy. And, there are so many questions to ask Rick, but I really wanted to get his take on what, after what transpired in Paris and France at Charlie Hebdo. This is a man that does what he does for a living. It's exactly what they do at Charlie Hebdo, except that he's on television and he's not a cartoonist, but it's humor, it's satire, and he's a funny guy and he does it very well. And he's back with another Mercer Report tonight. So let me ask you, because I was thinking about where to go with this, and you know, I find myself looking at the world today and how I get my news. And I know that might sound a little weird seeing as I do what I do, but how do I get my news? And it hit me, I get my news predominantly through satire. I get it through humor. I watch things like the Mercer Report. I watch things like, you know, The Daily Show, The Colbert Report. That's the kind of stuff that I relate to. I don't know why that is. I guess it just it sticks in my head better when it has some humor attached to it. And so a guy like Rick Mercer, who's, you know, doing the Mercer Report and does all these crazy things he does, you still get your news that way, right? I mean, you're still getting your news through humor, which is fantastic. Who is your favorite comedic on-air personality? Is that the way you get your news? I'd love to hear from you on this one. Phone lines are open. The numbers are coming your way. We'll take your calls and your emails straight ahead on the Midday Show on Rogers TV and 570 News.
There's never a dull week on Parliament Hill. We've got you covered on the week's events with McLean's on the Hill political podcast. Available online on 570news.com.
I am in the comedy business. I'm in the satire business. And I've been in that situation where someone is deeply offended. And I never go out of my way to offend someone. But I've been in that situation where people are legitimately deeply offended. And at the end of the day, my feelings were summed up mostly by looking at editorial cartoons, which I thought was an important point to make.
570 Midday continues with Eric Drost.
Well, that is Rick Mercer right there, of course, of the Mercer Report. His latest Rick rant having to do with the Paris massacre. And my thanks to Rick Mercer for joining us on the show. It is the Midday Show on Rogers TV and 570 News. Thanks so much for being along. And it was nice to talk to Rick about the events in Paris. Of course, he felt like, as you heard him say, that he felt like he had to do his rant on the massacre at Charlie Hebdo. Of course, this is a man that does what Charlie Hebdo stands for weekly and shares his views and opinions every week on a rant through humor. And I truly believe that people relate to that. I mean, that's why those shows are popular. That's why something like The Daily Show, The Colbert Report, the late night shows are as popular as they are, because I truly think that the way a lot of people get their news is through humor. And it's such an interesting perspective when Rick mentioned that he does this stuff all the time and he's never had anyone call for his head. And I think that suddenly hits you when you realize why 17 people had to lose their lives in Paris last week. It was because a cartoon offended people. And that is a sad thing. It really is. So it's good to get his perspective on that. I want to open the phone lines and ask you who your favorite comedic on-air personality is. Is that the way you get your news? Do you like getting your news with a little sidebar, with a little side, if you will, of humor attached to it? It's easier to be honest, right? I mean, and that's the thing about humor. That's what I love about it. It's easier to be honest if you're joking, and it still gets the point across. That's what I love about it. Phone lines are open, 519-570-2545 locally. Out of town, 1-800-570-5715, star 570 by cell, and by email, eric@570news.com. On Twitter, you can get me at Eric Drozda. Andrea says, a good old Newfoundland, how do you say that? Somebody from Newfoundland in the house. It had to be perfect. Newfie, there you go. That's what Cat Drake says in my ear. Paul is on the line. Go ahead, Paul.
Listen, if it wasn't for things like the Royal Canadian Air Force and 22 minutes, you know, the U.S. would never broadcast the kind of stuff that we broadcast here in Canada. Of course, they've got the libel laws and everything else that prevent people from saying what they think. Comedians, you know, they'll push it a little bit, but people like Rick Mercer, you know, they push the envelope, and you know, that's what we need to do. The you know, you were saying newfies. Well, you know, you're not supposed to say newfies, you know, but
am I not really?
I've heard more newfie jokes from the newfies. And of course, some of the great comedians from way back were the Jews, you know, they laugh at themselves. They use satire. They use humor to get through a tough situation. And you know, hats off to people like Rick Mercer for the work he does, and you know, gets it out there.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Thanks, Paul. I appreciate that phone call. This is an email here. I have to state that Rick Mercer has become one of my favorite comedic relief outlets. Behind the comedy, sadly, is truth. It's a great way of putting it. And to be able to create conversation through his show only proves the intelligence that is required to portray the world events in such a relatable manner. We watch every week, and we thank you for your contribution. It goes on to say, it is relatable, humor is relatable because there is not a defined bias to have you believe one point of view or the other. It provides the ugly truth of the situation that is not glamorous and does not leave you with a misrepresentation of the effects or outcomes. It's simple, basic, and to the point without the upsell of a newscaster or news outlet bias. And as far as the favorites, my favorites are the Rick Mercer Report, This Hour, and Jon Stewart. I had Colbert on the list, but he is now in rerun. And that is true because, of course, he has taken over for David Letterman. So we'll get to see the real side of Stephen Colbert. This is from Brian Burke. Of course, Brian Burke, a well-known radio personality here, now, of course, elected to council in Waterloo. Satire. Well, as someone who made a living at news/satire, I always found it was what stuck with the listener. In an age of 140-character communication, it seems the best way to make a mark. And I agree with that as well. This is Gary says, tell me how you get humor from 17 people murdered in France. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that we are making light of 17 people murdered in France. I'm saying that it was humor, sadly, that in the end got those people murdered. And I think that's sad. I think it's sad because that's how many of us relate to getting our news. And that's what they were providing us with. And somebody, you know, Rick mentioned on the show that he's had many emails of people being deeply offended by what he said. I have many emails of people being deeply offended with what I say. No one has called for my head. No one has called for Rick's head. That's the difference When in terms of that conversation of freedom of speech and freedom of expression, that's the difference where we don't even think about losing our heads for speaking our minds. So not making light of the situation in France, although, you know, many people will tell you that, hey, look what Charlie Hebdo is doing. The first issue since the massacre, they're right back at it with a depiction of the Prophet Muhammad with a tear in his eye, holding up a sign that says, "Je suis Charlie." So, you know, good on them, I say. And we'll be talking about that a little bit more tomorrow. 12:28 here on the Midday Show. We're back with much more here on Rogers TV and 570 News.
Today, we live in a 24-hour news cycle. Things are changing every second. Sign up for 570 News breaking news alerts at 570news.com.
All right, welcome back. It is 12:35 here on the Midday Show on Rogers TV and 570 News. This is something quite interesting. Could you cuddle with a stranger? A young entrepreneur is hoping you will because she has already opened up a cuddling business in Vancouver and has plans to expand. They are now hiring across Canada, soon in Edmonton and Toronto. It's a little closer to home. They provide a variety of services to maximize your well-being, including cuddling, comforting, napping, and life coaching. According to their website, cuddlery.ca, cuddling is shown to have not only psychological but also proven physical benefits. Human beings, that's you and I, were happier when touched regularly. And joining me on the line right now is Marilyn Reed, the owner of The Cuddlery. How are you?
Hello, I'm fine. Glad to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. This is something interesting. I'll be honest with you. I've never heard of anything like this before. But when my producer, Haley Zimak, brought this to me, we were talking to some people around the office and people were saying, yeah, this is, you know, I've heard about this before. This is a real thing. So tell me about exactly what it is that you do and how did you get about doing it?
Well, you explained it quite well, but actually it's the opportunity to be in a bubble of affection, well-being, and support when you need it. So we offer the best cuddle that we can, because we think that it's fascinating how the majority of people have never tried good cuddle. And I was really surprised, actually, when I had some interviews, and they thought they were really great, and actually they were just average. So what I try to do is try to bring more happiness and bring in better cuddles. And so with a little training, actually, people got improved really rapidly. And so I want to share good cuddles. And what are good cuddles? Actually, it's giving affection and caresses and showing the person that you care. That's really important.
But what you, I mean, this, I mean, so if I came in, this would be a stranger though, right?
Yes. We still meet 10 minutes before talking about what is the process and so on. But yes, it's a stranger. And I think that's why people think that anyone can be can become a cuddler. But what we're looking in our cuddlers is the capacity to feel affection for even strangers, to connect with the human part of people.
Hmm. Interesting. Is there training involved to be a cuddler?
Yes, there is. Actually, we have a program and 3 steps training, ethics, how to, cuddling techniques, and how to deal with people in crisis. Because we offer also when people are really want to cry or just being held in someone's arms and just crying. So we offer this as well.
Interesting. And what kind of people, you know, and I ask that because where my mind going is right now is, you know, so are people going through something in their lives when they come to you?
It varies a lot. It can be for so many type of people. For example, it can be between relationship after a bad breakup. It can be someone that is too busy to date. It can be for a business person that is really stressed out at his job and just want to relax or to cry and is too proud to do it with friends. It can be a woman that is just tired that men want more than cuddling and she just wants affection. It can be so many people, and it can be also just someone that loves cuddling. So it's so a great feeling that actually you don't need an excuse to want cuddling.
So people who are in relationships, romantic relationships, are coming in and doing this as well?
Yes, Actually, we also have colors that are married.
Wow.
And in a relationship. It doesn't need, it's because it's not sexual and because it's a kind of love that you can give to a friend, it's totally platonic. So there's nothing nothing wrong or strange to me, at least, about it.
Mm-hmm. How much does it cost?
For 1 hour, so the simple cuddling service is $65. And if you want to add some options, then it goes up. For example, there's the cuddly massage that we offer. So it's an affectionate massage that we give that is between massage and between cuddling.
Marilyn Reed, owner of the Cuddlery, on the line here on the Midday Show on Rogers TV and 570 News. Paint us a picture here of how this works. I mean, are there rooms with beds, couches? I mean, how does this work? Do people have their clothes on? I mean, you mentioned nothing is sexual, of course, and I mm-hmm. think, you know, many people's minds are going there right now, but this is something, I mean, people have their clothes on, their rooms with
yes.
beds or couches?
First of all, no nudity is involved, so people are dressed at all times. Second, it's at either the cuddler's place or the cuddly's place or in a public place, so it's we take arrangement where it is. So there's no official building where people are cuddling.
So you can go to someone's house.
Exactly. So that's why we're even hiring. If people in Kitchener wants to go on the website and submit their application, there's really we would be open to have people in Kitchener as well.
Wow. This is quite interesting. How have you seen this business take off?
I think that cuddling is getting really, really more popular. I had this idea 4 years ago, but I wanted to wait for my care reasons. And I see it popping and it's getting more and more popularity. And before, people were not even acknowledging the benefits of it, but now science is backing up. Everything is going in that direction. It's a booming industry, I believe.
Here's what I'm wondering. If people have gone through a bad breakup, or if they've, you know, lost someone in their life, or whatever the case may be, they don't have anybody to turn to. I could see someone wanting to do this. But what interests me is people, as you say, who are in relationships doing this. That's what that says to me is that there some kind of benefit to cuddling with a stranger as opposed to somebody in your life? I mean, why wouldn't you go and cuddle with a friend?
Oh yes, there are plenty of benefits for that. First of all, friends sometimes are not touchy. They're not necessarily good at cuddling. I would compare it, for example, to massages. You can have a massage from a friend, but you want the best one from a professional. Another thing is confidential. So if you want to say a lot of things and yet your friend are judgmental or anything, so you can go and you can really say what you have on your mind. As for partners, sometimes your partner don't have all the qualities you want. And for you, cuddling is important, but not for your partner. Well, you have a surrogate cuddler that you can have. And even there's some people you have gift certificate, and a husband could really give a gift certificate to his wife because he just don't like cuddling, but you respect that his wife likes it.
So you're kind of painting a picture here of like a spa almost, you know, a massage parlor, if you will. I find this very interesting. Is there any reason why you might turn someone away?
Unfortunately, yes. For us, it's really important that our cuddler feels safe and comfortable in his job. But it's really, really, really rare. We would say, for example, if the person is intoxicated by alcohol, or if, for example, the person didn't take a shower in a really long time. There's some policies, and some of them are hygiene policies, and it's something to consider, right, when there's so
yeah.
much proximity.
I don't mean to laugh. It's just, I'm getting a few emails, people wondering about it. And that was the overwhelming thought is, what if someone hasn't showered in a long time? What do you do then?
We have, actually, in our training, we do address this issue. How do we deal with that?
Yeah.
And what we suggest is really just to take 10 minutes and suggest the clients to take a shower because there are some showers usually in the surrounding.
So, do you have an office with showers or anything like that?
Like I said, because it's at the Cuddler's Place or the Cuddly's Place, usually there's a shower there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, listen, I think it's a very interesting business idea. I mean, I'm glad it's working out for you. And I do want to thank you for your time. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Yeah, you as well. That is Marilyn Reed, the owner of the Cuddlery. And it is a bit, you know, maybe the world, maybe all we need in the world is to cuddle more. Maybe that's what it is. Hugs go a long way. No, look, seriously. It's funny because it's odd. I don't know if I'd be willing to cuddle with a stranger. Would you? Would you pay to cuddle with a stranger? It's an interesting one. I have some emails coming in. I would love to get your thoughts on this. Would you cuddle with a complete stranger? Phone lines are open. Numbers are coming your way. We'll take your calls and get to some of your emails as well. It's the Midday Show on Rogers TV and 570 News.
Being a parent is a round-the-clock job. So if you missed today's parent report on 570 News, you can listen anytime on the audio page at 570news.com.
What are good cuddles? Actually, it's giving affection and caresses and showing the person that you care.
570 Midday continues with Eric Drost.
Well, it is 12:49 here on the Midday Show on Rogers TV and 570 News. That is Marilyn Reed, the owner of the Cuddlery. Am I saying that right? Cuddlery. Joined in studio with Haley Zimak, talk show producer here at 570 News, because this is an interesting topic, and something about this doesn't sit right with me. Look, I don't want to judge you if all you need is a good cuddle and you're willing to pay $65 for an hour of cuddling. And I'm not judging Marilyn for coming up with a brilliant business idea and capitalizing on this. There's just something about this to me, it being offered as a service that it doesn't sit right with me.
And I don't understand why. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think, as you say, it's a great business model. Clearly, they are looking to expand from Vancouver into Edmonton and closer to home in Toronto. I mean, I think she even made us a bit of an offer, too. Maybe it's possible in Kitchener. I was just
in
the newsroom.
You're looking for a gig, yeah.
I'm just saying, there's three of our colleagues in there. One person says, yeah, I'd consider doing it. One person says, absolutely not. And another said, I'm kind of on the fence about it. So we'd like to hear from you. I think it's great. I don't know if I would personally go for a cuddle, but I feel like if I did need that and if it was a service offered, then absolutely. Why not? I mean, we all crave that basic human touch, human interaction. And there's more than just the touching part, right? And the cuddling, she said that they chat with you. You can talk to them about your day, almost like a therapy session.
Yeah, and that part I understand because we all know about the stranger, right? I mean, this is something that's been thought about for eons. We are more likely to open up to a stranger because chances are you won't ever see that person again. And, you know, you feel like you can be more honest with somebody that you don't know because you're likely not to be able to ever see them again, right? It's different. We end up changing when we get to know people. It's really weird. I understand that part of it. And if you're offering it as a service like, hey, going through a hard time, come chat with us. We'll give you a hug if you. But maybe I'm just picturing this wrong. I'm picturing someone after work going to a place with beds where there are people in and you lie down and cuddle with people. Maybe I'm looking at it wrong.
Well, no, and what she's saying, though, is this can be done anywhere. It's not like they have a location with a bunch of beds, right?
Right.
So you would go to the person's home or even in a public place. I don't know, maybe a movie theater or something if you didn't
want to
be alone.
Watch a movie and cuddle.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I was a little bit like, I actually kind of almost like the idea, you know, when you go to a massage, for instance, and I know
people can
come to your home. I always like going, you know, I like going there. I like the music that they have. It's dark, you know, it's comfortable, it's warm. I like that. So in this case, I think I would prefer to go to a location personally rather than have a stranger come into my home.
Well, let me open up the phone lines. Would you cuddle with a stranger? 519-570-2545 locally. If you're from out of town, 1-800-570-5715, *570 by cell, by email, eric@570news.com. And hey, if you're looking for a gig, cuddlery.ca. They're taking applications. Christine says, this topic is hilarious. My former roommate said she would pay someone to cuddle with her since she was so lonely, only if they were attractive. LOL. I can't believe this is real. Brad is on the line. Go ahead, Brad. Would you cuddle with a stranger?
Not really. To me, it just seems a little bit sketchy with the, like, no permanent residence for something like this to happen. Like, it, I don't know. Just like you, it feels a little bit awkward.
Yeah, well, awkward is a great word to describe the feeling that people are getting, like me, are getting.
It's almost, and again, this might be just totally wrong on my perspective, but it almost seems like a skirt around the old-fashioned, you know, extra massage.
Right? Yeah. Now, look, like, I'm not trying to discredit her business. Don't get me wrong, but you're right. That's where this feeling is coming from.
Yeah, it's well, her comment of the extra services kind of threw me off a little bit. Like, it just seems a little bit weird that she found some loophole to the rule of that. I don't know.
All right, Brad, thanks for the, and just to be clear, those extra services, because I are comforting, napping, and life coaching. Those are the extra services in case your mind is going to the gutter.
Yeah, and that's not the impression I got at all. And I mean, I spoke with her as well yesterday when we were setting this up. I went on their website. And I mean, you know, in this day and age, you can tell a lot about a place and a business, I think, by their website and by the information they have listed, by their contact, by the person that you speak with, right? I mean, there are places all that offer extra services, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I do not believe that this is one at all. And I mean, this has been done in the UK before as well. And I believe this is just cuddling. It's a comfort. It's a bit weird. Of course, it's a bit awkward to be that intimate with a stranger, and I get that, but I get what they're doing. And the majority of clients prefer to be spooned, so that's probably why. So then you don't have
really
to look at the person face to face.
Now, what if you then, did they say what the cuddler is, the big one or the small one?
I think that you can decide. I would think the cuddler would be big spoon and the client would be little spoon.
Yeah. Well, probably it's one of those hold me effects,
exactly.
Right? Gary says if Jennifer Aniston ever needs a cuddle, I'm her man. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is where this is coming from. Larry is on the line. Larry, would you cuddle with a complete stranger?
No, but I'm wondering if this lady's going to need to get a license to open up her office, and if this would be something that would be eligible under employee benefit and drug plans or something like that. Just like going to see a psychologist or something like that.
Well,
you can get that covered. And,
yeah.
You never know.
No, I just think the whole thing is really silly.
Silly's not a terrible word. Thanks, Larry. I appreciate that. And just to be clear, this already is a business. They're up and running, based in Vancouver, planning to expand. So, I mean, this tells you how many people are cuddling or in need of a cuddle. They're planning to expand into Edmonton and into Toronto. So before you know it, there might be cuddleries. It might be one of the stores on the side of the road.
You never know.
Oh, and who am I to judge? I would like to think. It just, to me, there's something personal about cuddling. To me, personally.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? So the idea of doing it with a stranger,
But it's personal because you have someone to personally cuddle with, right?
Yeah.
And that's why.
Good
so
point. Yeah.
This is for people who don't have that option and still crave that
human
that
touch,
closeness
human
and
attraction.
That, exactly. And that touch.
You know, we are social animals,
exactly.
As they say, right? So, I mean, this is what this is playing into. And I say, good for her. She's made this work in Vancouver. Would I be a customer? No. Many people are, though, and it's taking off, planning to expand into Edmonton and Toronto. Good. And who came out? This was Joe that sent this to us.
Yeah,
right?
Joe did
our news
send
director.
This email. Yeah.
So thanks to Joe for that topic. Interesting. During a time where so much mayhem around the world, maybe all we need is a little bit more cuddling.
You just need to relax and lay down and just take a deep breath
in
the arms of someone else.
12:57. If you're watching us on Rogers TV, thank you so much. Daytime is next. We are back with much more here on 570 News.